Welcome aboard to the second in the series of Shi'urim on the Haggadah Shel Pesach. At the end of the last year, we spoke about the Chach, we were in the middle of the Abba Banim, and we spoke about the Chacham. Now we're going to go to the Lashon. Okay, structurally, the Lashon is very similar to the Chacham, in that the Mechilta, which quotes his question, Ma v'rizaz es lachem, right, doesn't include the answer of the Chumash. The answer of the Chumash, the Rasha, appears in Parshas Bo, and there it appears in Shmos, which is in Perakut Beis Pasuk Chavav. So it says, "V'ha'yo ki yoynu aleichem b'neichem ma avada zois lachem." And the answer given by the Chumash is, "Ramatam zeva pesachul Hashem, Hashem pesach al tadei v'le yisod mitzchayim." But the Haggadah doesn't quote the answer. But of course, as we explain with the Chacham, for sure we have to give that answer. Therefore, just like in the case of the Chacham, we're going to put a mechule after lachem, right? And we also see structurally, because it says, "Va'af ata hakei shiva." Af means also to you add to the to what the you know of. I keep on going. We also add to the answer of the Torah. Af, just like in the case of the Chacham, the Lashon Mechilta is Af Ata Emalai. In any case, the question we have to raise is why, in fact, does the do Chazal add to the answer of the Lashon? How come you just don't give the answer of Yamatam Zevim Pesachol Lashon? Now, there's two things that the Mechilta tells us. Number one, the Mechilta tells us, first of all, the Mechilta makes a diyuk, Lachem V'Loiloi. In other words, a diyuk Lachem V'Loiloi. Ulefi Shehoitzi Sasmo Min HaKlal Kafa Be'ika. Okay? So in other words, first of all, we make a deal that the Rasha is excluding himself from the rest of the Jewish nation. L'chem v'loiloi, and that cuts to Kfirah Be'ika. And then, the Mechilta adds, V'af Ata Hakeshina. You also should, the Hakeshina doesn't mean to bash his teeth. People translate to bash his teeth. That's not the translation. L'hakom is the soil, but it means to give an insult, to say something sharp. Hakeshina means you give him what's called in Yiddish a shtach. You land the right punch. The emeloi, you say to him, "Bavur ze asa Hashem leaving tzeisim mitzrayim." Now, the fact is, "Bavur ze asa Hashem leaving tzeisim mitzrayim" is actually the answer that's given to the ben who's called Shein Delishol. In other words, at the end of Parshas, towards the end of Parshas Bo, which is Parashat Gimel, Pasuk Ches, it says, "V'gad l'vincha v'yemehu le'moer, v'avor zeh as Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim." So, the Bala Mechilta, right? Shem Ba'yochai, or Rabbi Shmoyel, two Mechilta, Shmoyel, the Bala Mechilta understood that "V'avor zeh as Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim" was not only a direct answer to the Sheinu L'Dei L'Shoel, but also was a reference to the Lashon. And the question is, from where did Chazal get this idea that somehow, "Bavur Zeh As Hashem Li B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim"? In addition, what does it mean, "V'af Ata Hakeshina V'Emalon"? In other words, you also add an insult. When we add an insult, the Torah itself is adding an insult. In other words, Bishlama by the Chacham, where it says, "Av ata emaloi," means we add to that which the Torah says, because we add the Mishnah, "Eim avtir nach ha-pezach ha-fikoyma." In the case of the Rasha, what does it mean that we're adding something? So I would say that what we're adding is the Drasha. Chazal make a Drasha, and the Drasha is, "Lachem v'loiloi." In other words, the Drasha of Chazal is that when the Rasha, right, when the Rasha says, "Ma avoyer zois lachem," and Chazal add a drasha, "Lachem v'loiloi," meaning that Chazal understood that the Rasha now has been Moitzias Atzmai Midaklal, in other words, he separated himself from the rest of Jewish people, and therefore he's what's called Kaifa Be'ika, right? He denies Judaism. Then, based upon this Rasha, right, based upon this Rasha, we add an insult, and the insult is what we say to the Sheinu Delishol, Bavoze Asa Hashem Libet Seisim Mitzrayim. In other words, that's clearly what the Mechilta is saying. Now, the question is, where did Chazal get this? Besides the same. Where did Chazal get this? How did Chazal get this from the Psukim?
How does Bavoze connect?
What is Bavoze? Because that's considered an insult. Va'av atahekya haki yeshina, Bavoze Hashem Mitzrayim, Leave alay loy, ilu hayosham lay iniga. In other words, on the basis of this drasha, I'm sorry, actually I said a little bit, I should have added more, we make another drasha. Bavo zeh ashalim mitzrayim, leave alay loy, ilu hayosham lay iniga. I'm sorry, in other words, the af, at hakeshinav, is saying that the drasha that we make from the pasuk that is said to the Beit She'el Delishol, Bavo zeh asa Hashem li mitzayim mitzrayim, that Rasha is a shtach, is an insult to the Rasha. It's a sharp statement made to the Rasha. So in other words, the af, let me say it again better, the af, atakisha means the drasha of Chazal, meaning, right, ba'avo ze as Hashem li mitzayis Mitzrayim, li v'loy loy, meaning if the Rasha was in Mitzrayim, he would never have been redeemed. So in other words, the drasha that Chazal made, that drasha constitutes the rabbinical shtaf, the rabbinical insult that we give to the drasha. The question is, will Chazal see in the psukim that somehow the answer, first of all, will Chazal see that lachem v'loy loy is a deal to be made? I mean, the Chacham also says eschem, and even though there are many different types of teyotzim, but the Pashto says that there really doesn't seem to be, in my opinion, a significant difference between Lachem and Aschem, at least from a simple reading. And secondly, when did they see that the verse, which is in Shmois, Yud Gimel Ches, Vavoza Asa Shem Li, is in fact actually a remez, based upon the Drasha Chazal, a remez, an allusion to the Rasha. So, for this, if we go actually to a Mechilta, so the Mechilta, I'm reading from the Mechilta that appears in the Malbim, because that's the only Mechilta we have here. And it says in Simen Kuv Ches, in the Mechilta, we got it to Levincha. So therefore, first comes the Mechilta, brings a drosh of Yachom Yerai Chorish, which we'll speak about in Mitzvah Shalom a little bit later, near the Abavonim. And then it says the Mechilta, Bavo Ezeh. So it says in the Mechilta, La Menemar, what does it say Bavo Ezeh? Right? Shu'oimeh ma avodezois lachem. In other words, why does it say bavoze? Because of this. What's because of this? Because of what? So, say Chazal. Lama ne'ma, why does it say bavoze? Lefi shu'oimeh ma avodezois lachem. Because the Rosh said ma avodezois lachem. And lezeh ben Rosh, who shu'otzi esamon min haklal. In other words, the Rasha was biting himself from the cloud, right? Well, if he's in a cloud, Avatar hits him in a cloud. Since he was biting himself from Klal Yisrael, we're also, well, we, Chazal, also a biting from Klal Yisrael. But was that as Hashem li b'tzeis b'tzrayim, li v'loy l'cha, we are not you. Well, if he's in a cloud, as a chazis chab in a cloud, ilo Hashem li anegah. In other words, what Chazal are doing is, it seems what Chazal are doing, at least in terms of the parshas of the drasha, is that they're making a type of what you call the gezeir shava. In other words, the drasha says lachem, right? Ma'avos as lachem, and Chazal are making a drasha lachem and li. Now, even lachem and li are not exactly the same word. That's okay. We know that in drasha and gezeir shava, it doesn't have to be exactly the same word, like vishava koyin uva koyin. It's not exactly the same word. It's good enough. So, in other words, the Chazal, we see the Chazal made a Gzeir HaShava. V'gadu levencha v'emu leimor, b'avor zeh asa Hashem li, b'seis mitzrayim. What's b'avor? What's because? Because of what? What's happened? So based upon this Gzeira Shava, right? And by the way, it comes out that according to this Gzeira Shava, we see why they picked the Rosh and not the Chalcha. Because Lachem is certainly closer to Li than Eschem is. Right? So therefore, right? Very, very good. Right? Lachem is possessive, but Eschem is just an object. So therefore, it's very, very good. Bavur, what's Bavur? What does Bavur mean? Because of this. So Chazal made a Gzeira Shava, Li, which appears here by the Shetel Lishon, and Lachem appears by the Rasha, so must be a reference to the Rasha. What's reference to the Rasha? If you're Mitzrayim, you will not have been redeemed. That's what Chazal is saying. Okay? However, I want to look further on this. In other words, it is true that this is the structure of the Drasha of Chazal. Right? Balbozeh, Li V'loi Loi. Meaning that since, where did they get the fact that he's a Rasha though? It's very, very nice about the Zayla, and declare and paste upon a Gzeira Shava to be a Rasha. But where do we get these a Rasha? I mean, the pashas of the Pesukim does not indicate that there's a Rasha. And even though we say, right, is that the Rasha doesn't necessarily have to follow the pashas of the Pesukim, it seems to me that if there's a Svara, if there's a reading of the Pesukim that indicates there's a Rasha, certainly that would contribute to understanding what Chazal say. And I also want to claim to do something like this, Chazal certainly should obviously the Pesukim. I want to claim the following thing. When did the Bottom appear in the Chumash? Okay, the Chacham appears in Pashas Ve'eschanan. In other words, the Chacham appears in Pashas Ve'eschanan, right? There the Torah is speaking about when they come to El Yisrael, okay? The two Bottom, the Shein and the Shaul, the Tam, appear at the end of Pashas body. Okay? Where does the Rasha appear? The Rasha appears before Machas Bechayles, before the slaying of the firstborn, right? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is commanding Moshe Rabbeinu, and he tells him about placing the dam, right? This is in Perek Yudbeis, in Parshas Bo. We actually read this past Shabbos. The people are putting the dam, right? And then after that, right? And then after that, the Pasuk of Kimo, Baruch Hashem Gavis Mitzrayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu went over Mitzrayim, Veros Adam, he saw the blood, Upasik Hashem Alapesik, he'll go over the house, and he won't enter to smite anyone in the home of the Jewish people. And then it says, after that, Ushmat L'Dav HaZeh, you should remember this for all your generations, and when you come down to Israel, Ushmat L'Dav HaZeh, V'Hoyak Yoymu Elechem Meneichem. And then when your children say to him, Ma, what is Ois Lachem? What is Avoida? What does this mean for you? Why are you doing this Avoida? Right? What meaning does that for you? V'amartem, Zevach Pesach Hula Hashem Asher Potzach Al-Pnei B'nei Yisrael B'Yitzrayim, Nebu B'Yitzrayim, V'Yitzpatin HaYitzir. In other words, the answer is that the Korban Pesach we eat is commemorates the same Korban Pesach that was eaten when the Kodesh Baruch Hu passed over our homes and saved the Jewish people and he smote the Egyptians. Now, what's interesting is that after that, in Parshas Bo, Klal Yisrael, now clearly, when Moshe Rabbeinu, when Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is before Machas Bechayles. In other words, the Rasha appears in the Chumash before Machas Bechayles. Now, what happens after Machas Bechayles? Klal Yisrael is Mitzrayim, right? They leave Mitzrayim, that's it. Right? Parak Yud Gimel, right? V'yayim ha'ish yala'am, Pasuk Gimel, Parak Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel in Shemais, Zachoyah z'ayim ha'ish yasoyah sasim Mitzrayim. Remember, they left Mitzrayim already. That's it. They're out of Mitzrayim. And then it says, V'yigat l'vincha v'yayim ha'limor, v'avur ze'al shamashlim it says Mitzrayim. They left Mitzrayim. Where's the sun? Where's the Rasha? He's not here anymore. The new son. We got it to the bin chavim ulemor. But was there as Hashem b'tzitzim Mitzrayim? Where's the son? Where's the Rasha? He never left Mitzrayim. That's the deal of Chazal. The deal of Chazal is zeh Hashem sevli ilu hayasham lo hayanigo. The son that we spoke about before Machas Bechayles never makes it out. That's the Pashut Chazal. Because where is he? The Rabbi Mitzrayim, where is he? It's a different son. It's a different question, different answer.
Doesn't mean he didn't go with him.
I'm asking, but how come he doesn't appear here? How come the Rasha, he's the only son that appears before Makas Bechayres? There's a son that appears in Makas Bechayres, and the Makas Bechayres, he's asking a different question, there's a different answer. Where is it? Anyway, I want to claim that's the Lemus of Chazal. Okay? Okay. So now, let's go back to the Rasha. The Rasha is very, very clearly. Rasha Mahoina, Ma'avodes Lois Lachem. Right? And of course, we give the answer to the Torah. And then we make a drasha. Lachem v'loy loy. And of course, there's another drasha. Li v'loy loy. In other words, it's a gezeira shava. And we say, you didn't make out of the Mitzrayim. Why? Because since you were Mitzias Atzbacha min haklal, kafa ba'ika. Okay? That's what I'm going to claim. Okay, now. Let's go on to the next two songs. So that's actually the af. What's the af? Atakeshina. The af is the gzeira shava that Chazal are making in order to insult him, in order to give him a sharp statement back. Okay? Af, right? The same thing. The same structure as the chacham. Okay, Baruch Hashem. We've gone through the first two songs. Now, the next two songs are pretty easy because we have really that much to add. Tama Oimel. Who's the Tam? So, the Haggadah, the Malaggadah just, I mean the Mechilta, actually it's the Mechilta. The Mechilta just brings the Psukim. Right? V'hayot yishal v'nchal v'chal v'zois. V'amaltem elo v'choizik yol atzi Hashem Mitzrayim v'veis avadah. Now, it's very interesting that it's called a Tam. Why is it called a Tam? So I remember, like in the next one has a gun of books. You know, there's a picture of a guy with a deuce cap. The top was up, like there's like this idiot. First of all, number one, I don't see where this question it necessarily means it's a top. Secondly, like the Qasim Sefer points out in his Pesach on Haggadah, in the Chumash, Rosh of the Pasuk, Tom is a very, very Tom is a compliment. Who's called a Tom? Yankiv is called Ishtam, Yeshiva Yelim. Tom Yeh, Tom Tiyu, Tem El Gezer. What does Tom mean? So, I want to claim Tom has nothing to do with the IQ of the son. I want to claim Tom just means that we don't add to the Chumash. We have the question and the answer. That's why he's called a Tom. In other words, Toydas Hashem Tamina, like it says in Tehillim. Tom means he's the son that we don't say af. We don't have to add anything.
Why don't we? The other one's characteristic about him.
That's what I mean. Okay,
what is the characteristic?
That's good. That will lead for the delicious for the second. I don't know. But I mean, there's
what sons? He has to have his own characteristic.
I don't know. He's Tom. He's the Bar Mitzvah Psukim in the Torah. I don't know. We
won't be able to take it, brother.
What?
We'll be able to take it.
I understand that. Okay, fine. Anyway, we'll leave it for the Torah Shabbat, the oral tradition. But in any case. I don't know.
He has a moon of shoot.
Maybe, whatever it is, I don't know. You could whatever ideas you have yourself, you can always fit it into him. I'm not sure, but I want to claim that Tom here doesn't mean he's simple, doesn't mean he's like, you know, he's a low IQ, or he has ADD, I don't know what they have here. But Tom basically means is that Teiras Hashem Tamima is that Chazal didn't answer the psukim. Okay, now, Vishain the Dalish oil. At Pesachloi. Now, it's very interesting is that Shandel Lishol also doesn't necessarily mean like he's stupid. Because it says at Pesachloi. In other words, you have to provide a question. But then we see that clearly the names of the sons of the Bonin are how we approach the Psukim in the Torah. But anyway, now, Shenanba, like it says, because what? Because we see that the second son that appears in Pasha's body. In Parak Yigimah Pasuches, v'gata levencha behemu lemar, v'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisi Mitzrayim. Which means, at Pesachle means that you have to begin the question. In other words, he doesn't ask the question of himself. Okay, now I want to raise a very interesting question. Okay? The Haggadah now brings a drasha. Right? Yachal b'reish chodesh, Talmud lo ima bayayimahu. Right? Iba yayimahu. In other words, you might say that you should begin telling him the Haggadah when? Right, from Rosh Chodesh. Talmud lo ima bayayimahu. On that day, you tell the sequels of Yisrael Zayim. Iba yayimahu. Yachol me boyon. Maybe you should say an Erev Pesach. I guess from time to the common Pesach. Talmud lo ima bavuzeh. Bavuzeh lo yamati. So we see clearly here we have a dasha, it's a mechilta, which tells us when are we required to tell the sequel of Yisrael Mitzrayim. You're required to say it at Leil Pesach when Matzah Morah Munochim Lefanech. Okay, now I have a question. This is a beautiful dasha. What? Because of this. Bavor Zelo Yamalt. What does Bavor mean for this? Because of the matzah morah, that's when we're supposed to mekayim migata levincha. Okay? Now I have a question. What is this drasha doing here? It should be the beginning of the Haggadah. We should be going to the Haggadah before Halach Ba'anya. How do we know we're supposed to say Tzibos Rizraya? We should say the drasha. Yachal Be'Reish Chodesh, Talmud Laima. Be'yem Ahu. What's it doing here? So I want to tell you, this was a question I had for many years until I married my wife. And my wife actually gave a tailor to this. And she gave a tailor to this. My father heard it. They sent over a thing to the great, to the Zayda sent a tailor, and that's what I heard. The Zayda said it's endless on YouTube. My wife has a following question. How do you know to call the Chacham a Chacham? What do you call a Chacham? Because it's a question, right? He has a question. Ma ha'edes ha'chukim mishpatu mashir tzivah Hashem ha'kei wazhe. That's a Chacham. Now, where do you know to call the Rasha a Rasha? When he asks a question, ma what is ha'islachem? You know it's a Rasha. Where do you know to call a Tam a Tam? Forget the answer, they will take it. Pashtus, Russia. But he says, Mazars, call Matan. I have a question. How do you know the Sha'ir de Vishos Yerusha? How do you know that? Maybe he's quiet. Maybe he's in the middle of a sugya. He says, my wife, in the Gaddis, there's a mistake. In the Gaddis, the Drasha of Yochabe Ishchadish appears as a separate section. That's not correct. My wife is making also gears and changes. It's all part of the same paragraph. My wife says you're supposed to read all better like this. You're supposed to begin speaking to him, right? Shenema, like it says, regard for the vilchim of Abu Sassel Mitzrayim. Now, Yochel Be'Reish Chodesh. Maybe you start asking Reish Chodesh. Maybe you Pesach for Reish Chodesh. Talmud Leimah Vayayim Ahu. My wife says, how do you know when he's a Shayla de la Shal? When do you know exactly that's a question? It's Pashut. When Matzah Mora Abu Machal Fanecha, and he doesn't ask a question, then you know it's a Shayla de la Shal. In other words, the Drasha is coming to tell me, when is he called the Shayla de la Shal? So therefore, in our Haggadahs, it shouldn't be in a separate section. It should be part of the Shayla Lashon, because it comes to ask the question, at Pesach, when do you
engage
him? Bishah sheish matzah lefanecha, right? There's matzah moya, and he doesn't say anything. We've now crowned him a Shayla Lashon, and therefore we have to engage him. That's what we're saying. Now, what's interesting is, and this is what I want to add, is that why do the Haggadahs have this in two separate sections, according to the explanation of my wife, which is M. Islamita? There's no question about it. This is the Pshat. There's no question about it. This is the Pshat. So why is it in two different sections? So the answer is obvious. Because in the Mechilta, which is the Makor of the Abba Banim, it appears in two different sections. In other words, in Vigada Televincha, in Kuf Ches, I'm reading from the Mechilta of the Malbin, it appears in a separate section. Shemei ani me'reish chodesh, Talmud lo ima yayimahu. And then later on, in Simon Kuf Chavchei, Vayogi Shalcha Bincha Macha Yesh Mach, right? Then it's taught that the Chavchei is the Abavadim. So in other words, the drosh of Yachim Erech Chodesh appears in a different section than what? Then the Arba Bonim and the She'eno Yudei L'sho doesn't appear there. I want to claim this is done by the Baal Haggadah. The Baal Haggadah understood that the She'eno Yudei L'sho is a She'eno L'sho only based upon this drosha. So what he did was, right, he put it, he was Samech to the She'eno Yudei L'sho. That's not what the Baal HaGadah does. Right? In fact, it's interesting. In the Mechilta, it says, Arba Bonim, Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam, Echad Shein Lito. Chacham Ahu Oymel, Rasha Mayo Oymel, Tam Ahu Oymel, Shein Lishol, At Pesach, Lishin Mata Vigar Tel Avincha, Vachuli. Doesn't appear there. The Baal HaGadah understood that the section of the Mechilta and Simen Kuf Ches is really a hemshech of this Mechilta here. He put them together. That's what he did. The Baal HaGadah put the Mechilta together. And that's not going to be happening here, okay?
So what's the idea of Yom? Why is that on this day?
What? What's this day?
That day.
On Tezvav, Leil Tezvav.
No, that should take place in the daytime.
No, that's a King James translation. The Jewish dead gives a yid. Okay, fine. Unless we dash otherwise. Again, anyway. Okay, no. By the way,
what's the translation?
The
proper translation?
What, by Yom? No, Yochum is by Yochum and Reish Chodesh. When should I pesach? When should I tell? You might think from Reish Chodesh, Tamil Leib by Yom. Has to be that day. Ibayemu, you might say, like you're saying, maybe it's people during the daytime. Because we do say that Chazal Dao Shemir, Shemir, Zer, Zer, Tamad Leim, Bavu, Zer. What's Bavu, Zer? Bishar, Shish, Matzah, Malafanecha, which is what? Let us test it out. Okay? That's the Deutsche Kampf. But that's an Ami. By Yoring, we would think it's a daytime and we don't have a Bavu, Zer. Okay, now. Okay, very good. Okay, now. That's the Abba Bonin. Okay? Baruch Hashem. The Abba Bonin. Okay, now. What have we got? Where are we holding right now? The Baal HaGadah has convinced us that there's a mitzvah the Mamas of Yisrael. I mean, we brought Braises, we brought Tosafos, we brought Mechiltas, right? We brought everything. Now I claim he can justify why he brings Rav's opinion. What was Rav's opinion? Right? Masel Beganos says, Rav, Mitchila Oydim Nazorayo Beisem. So now the Baal HaGadah can justify why, in addition to Shmuel of Adam Ayino, he brings Rav's opinion too. Rav's opinion is broad. Certainly it's not a stira, but even more so, that Rav's opinion is begedda called Amaba Hareza Mishabach. And that's Rav's opinion. Bitchila oibde kechove vayu abeseinu, v'achshav kevon amokin lavaydasa. Okay, now, how do we know this? How do we know this? So, the Baal HaGadah, this doesn't appear in the Gemara. The Gemara always takes the opinion of Rav, Mitchila v'Nezorah Yoviseinu. But the Baal HaGadah brings a pasuk from Yehoshua. V'yom Yehoshua ha'kol ha'am, ko yamar Hashem l'ki Yisrael, v'eim ha'anah Yoshua v'sechem b'chilom, terech av Yavrom v'av Yinochor, v'yavdu Elohim acherim, v'echez avichez Avrom v'eim ha'yad l'chez b'chol ha'atz Kanan, et Avrom v'vid v'atz Kanan, v'av ha'zaret el yagem v'yitzchak, v'eim Yisrael z'yakim v'seisav, why is this pasuk being brought here? I need the Baal HaGadah to tell me. Do I need the Baal HaGadah to tell me that we come from Terach? I don't think so. Do I need the Baal HaGadah to provide him a couple of Vedasa? I don't think we need the pasuk. What do we need the pasuk for? Why the Baal HaGadah? Once again, there's no Braisa like this, Rabbi said. The Gemara doesn't bring the pasuk. Why the Baal HaGadah bring this pasuk? I'll tell you what I think. What's the connection to Yisrael Mitzrayim? What's going on Yisrael Mitzrayim? So what? My forefathers were idolaters. So what? God has brought me personal service. What's the connection to Mitzrayim? This pasuk. This pasuk makes a connection. Right? First it says to us, first of all, it speaks about our forefathers by what? By what? Idolaters. Okay? And then it speaks about Avinu. And then how does it end? What do we see for the pasuk? There's a connection between what? There's a connection between the fact that our forefathers were idolaters and you see it's Mitzrayim or goes Mitzrayim. That's the connection. In other words, what has the Baal HaGadah done? What the Baal HaGadah has done with this pasuk is explain to us what does Rav's opinion have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? The answer is, we see an explicit pasuk in the Torah that connects the fact that our forefathers were idolaters to the Sheba Mitzrayim. Okay. Now, we're going to speak about that. Interestingly enough is that this connection is actually a very, very deep connection. Okay? And we can actually spend actually an entire hour and 2 hours on this, but let's say it, the kids of Nimbus, let's say it concisely. The Arizal says in the Shah Kavanas, in the beginning of the Kavanas of Pesach, the Ariz says that they were daylas, they were generations of idolatry. There was Dor Enosh, there was Dor HaMabul, and there was Dor HaPlaga, right? Three generations of idolatry, Enosh, Dor HaMabul was also a Avodah Zarah, and Dor HaPlaga was also a Avodah Zarah. Says the Arizal, who is Klal Yisrael that went to Mitzrayim? We are the Gilgulim, the Nitzaitzis. We are the sparks of the previous generations that went to Mitzrayim, that they were idolaters. In other words, and the Ariz says, there's a reference to that in the Pesukim and the Chumash.
Sure.
The Klal Yisrael, we the Klal Yisrael that went to Mitzrayim were in fact Nitzaitzos, they were sparks, Gilgulim, of three generations of idolatry. That's what the Ariz says. And the Ariz, in fact, says there in the Shah Kabbalah is in fact we have references, lemmas, to these things in the actual Pesukim. For example, what's the Gezeira that, right? What's the Gezeira that the Melech Mitzrayim, right, makes on Klal Yisrael? It says, "V'yamaru eschayeim ba'avoda kasha b'chayme uvilveinim." Where is chayme uvilveinim mentioned in the Torah? Besides here in the Shemos. Right, you got it. It's mentioned in the Dor HaPlaga. In the Dor HaPlaga, right? In the Dor HaPlaga, it says, right, 1 second. In Parakil Aleph, in the Rishis, Vayichala Ore Safa Echas, and it says, right, Vayeme Yisrael, Hava Nilbana Levenim, Ma'ovin Vahachema, Vahilahem Lachayma. So Chayma Levenim is mentioned by the Doha Plogger. It's pasuk in Galatians Yud Aleph in pasuk Gimel. Chayim and Vayim, mortar and right and bricks. Now, it turns out where is the reference of Dor HaMabul by Mitzrayim? It's in pasuk Chav Beis in Shmois. Vayitzav Pari Lachol Amoy Leimor. Kol Haben Hayeloid Hayoyet Tishlechu. It was a gezeira to drown all the children. That's a reference to Dor HaMabul. Now, so it turns out that according to the Ari, the is what's called a physical Yetzias Mitzrayim, and there was a what's called a spiritual Yetzias Mitzrayim. It wasn't physical Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the Jews who left Mitzrayim. The spiritual Yetzias Mitzrayim are these Nitzotzos that was galgal for the three generations of the sparks, spiritual sparks that was galgal that reincarnated from the three generations of idolatry and eventually left Mitzrayim. Now, that's what the Arizal says. So that was according to the Ari, that's what I would say. The reason I'm saying this, and I'm God, but I'm saying this, that we would claim that actually Rav and Shmuel are basically speaking about the same event. Shmuel is speaking physically, historically, and Rav is speaking spiritually. Now, I want to claim in this pasuk that the Baal HaGadol brings is a remez, a reference, an allusion to the Ari. Let's read the pasuk. Carefully.
Wait, you read that idea. This preceded the Ari.
The Ari comes down from the pasuk. What not? Right. The Ari is saying L'chaim is emet. So someone said, "This is the pasuk." How about it?
But he had it ago.
Matt, this is the pasuk of the Torah. I want to show you the pasuk of the Torah where there's a remnus to the Yahweh. Okay? Either it's a good remnus or not a good remnus. Okay? It says, Shenema, as it says, Vayoyma Yeshua el Tola'a. Yeshua says to the nation, Koy Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Thus saith, Yud Pei Bafke, Elokei Yisrael. Ve'eva Hanor Yoshu Ave Seichem. On the other side of the river lived your forefathers. Me'ayla! What's Me'ayla? Me'ayla, I think, is best translated as the time immemorial. What does that mean? And this is Terach Avi Avraham. What's Terach Avi Avraham? Just say, Avosechem, Terach Avi Avraham. Me'ayla means way back! What's way back? Terach is not way back. Terach is one generation before Avraham Avinu. What's way back? My opinion is way back. He's Doha Mahu, Dot and I should not flow. That's way back. That's what I'm saying. Okay, now with your dishos, I'm gonna be chalek on the Rambam. Okay? Let's go back to the Mishnah. Okay? What?
I don't give a shows.
Okay, fine. But even without your dishos, I'm gonna be chalek on the Rambam. Now, let's bring me as man. Shkoyo, thank you. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Okay? Shkoyo. Let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us the three-part structure of the Seder, right? Maskil Beginis is number one. Number two is Messiah Mishavach. Right? That's number two. And number three is B'derech Me'arami Oivin Ovi Achi Mekol HaPasha Kula. That's number three, okay? That's the three-part structure, the triad, right, the triad structure of our God. Now, what's Masel B'Ganos? So that we discussed. It's about Flakes, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, B'Tchila Oidu Levoi V'Seinu. And Shmuel said what? Avodim Ayinu. Now, what's Messiah Mishav? Now, the Rambam tells us what Messiah Mishavach is. The Rambam says, in Perek Zayin Halacha Dal, I think I already quoted him, we'll quote him again. The Rambam says, V'tzorek la'asla b'genus, you have to begin with genus, with bad things, u'lesayin mishavach, to end with prayers. Ketzer, how? Matzkil v'sapa shepichel yomasim v'mei terach. Notice the Rambam begins with terach. And not with me'oilam. Which means the Rambam is for the Gemara to begin with Terach. Okay? Umilfanov. Oh, Milfanov. Kaifrim v'toyin. Acha hevel v'revcha v'levon zoha. Umisayim v'dasa emes. Shikavir v'levon mokam ovam. There was, according to the Rambam, maschil v'gnus, according to Rav, means mitchila oidem v'lesayayobi. Mitchila oidem v'lesayayobi seinu. That's Masel B'Ganus. V'achshav kirvon l'mokim l'evanos. Kodem kol v'mus b'kam of us. In other words, the first sentence is Nos, the second is a Shevach. And simply says the Rambam, with respect to Shmuel, right? Avodim ayin l'fam mitzchayim, that's Gnos. Yishav l'kindu misham b'yad chazor b'zun etun. That's Shevach. Okay? Now, with great respect, the lotion of the Mishnah is mashba that Masai B'Shevach is a separate section. Maskel B'Gnos, right? Masai B'Shevach, or Masai B'Shevach, but Dash B'Rabbi Avinovi. And also too, there's a Maskelikas in the Gemara, what is Maskel B'Gnos? Rabbi Shmuel. We don't see in the Gemara that there's a Maskelikas what Masai B'Shevach is. Which means that I would understand that perhaps Masai B'Shevach is something separate from either, you know, the Kavanah of Bokhel B'Dasai, or we say, Hashem Yitzchak B'Yachazak B'Zon HaTurba. Now, the Baal HaGadol that wanted to claim created a Shevach. The Baal HaGadol created it. What is a Shevach going to be? Now, what is the Shevach? The Shevach has to be a Shevach that what? That combines both opinions of Maskel B'Gnos. After all, the Baal HaGadol brought Shmuel, Avada Mayino, and he brought what? Rav, B'Chavar Avada Zoraim Aviseinu. That's the Maskel B'Gnos. Messiah B'Shevach has to be a Shevach that combines both opinions. How can I create a Shevach that combines both opinions? So first of all, there's no doubt in my mind that the Shevach of the Baal HaGadol is actually a chedek of the Gadol that no one speaks about, and that's V'Hisha Amda. In V'Hisha Amda, we cover the chalas, we pick up the wine, and we say a Shevach. V'Hisha Amda, we say a Balama. In fact, the derech is to sing it. Right? The derech to sing it with the niggun, with the tune. Which further proves is called a Shevach. The question is, how is the Shevach, Visham that speaks about that every generation, but both destroys our enemies? Okay? How is this Shevach related to Rav and Shmuel? So I want to claim that the Baal HaGadol explains this in the very next section. After he brings the pasuk, V'Yakov Avon of Yodu Mitzrayim, says the Baal HaGadol, he makes a bracha. Remember we spoke about before, Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu was like a Birchas HaTeira? Now the Baal HaGadol makes a bracha, which is actually very good, because a bracha is a type of a Shevach. I mean, not according to Rav Shachayim, but the bracha, Lamaisa, Pashtos, is a type of a Shevach. So what he did was, he begins, Baruch Shem Avtachos Ol Yisrael. Right? There's a bracha of a Kodesh Baruch Hu who keeps his promise to the Jewish people. Now what is his promise? The Bris Ben Apsarim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kishaf HaZakeis, Lasseris, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that Zerah, his children, would be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. Right? And then it says, now, how does the Bris Ben Apsarim combine both Rav and Shmuel? Simply, first of all, it speaks about the Jewish people are going to leave Mitzrayim and Chush Gadol, that's Yitzchus Mitzrayim. But the fact that Bris Apsarim, right, was sent to Avraham Avinu, was foreseen at a previous stage in history, it's mashma that what? That Yitzchus Mitzrayim is part of a greater picture of going from Avodah Zarah to recognition of a Kodesh Baruch. In other words, the Bris Ben Apsarim means that the Yetzias Mitzrayim as a historical event is embedded in a larger historical picture in which the Jewish people are being brought from idolatry to what? To, right? The King of Amakon. That's the Bris Ben Apsarim. That's it. So in other words, in the Bach, Shema Afrodi Yisrael, the Baal HaGadol produces, in my opinion, a Shemach, which includes both Rav and both Shmuel, and it ends with the Hisha Amda. Okay, that's what I want to say, is the Messiah B'Shemach Allah treatments. In other words, now, it could be that both, I mean, you know, with great, could, you know, both could be true too, but in other words, I think clearly that the Hisha Amda is certainly a lashon, and certainly the brach is a lashon of shevach. And this is the shevach the Baal HaGadol brought. Now, Del Angav, in other words, I'm not saying that Chas V'Shalom that Rambam is wrong. In other words, it could possibly be if you would have asked Rav, what's beside Mishevach, he would have said to you, Kivan Makom Vadosan. If you would have asked Shmuel, what's beside Mishevach, he would have said to you what? You know, V'Yitzir Hashem Yitzchak Yachas Avodah Tuya. But the question is, given the psak of the Baal HaGadol, that we paskin both like Rav and Shmuel, what's the Messiah B'Shevach that's overarching that includes both of them? And the answer is, Bog Shemeh Haftochel Zul Yisrael and Ve'isha Amdo. Okay, that's what I want to say. Okay. Ad Kan HaKafa Gimel, HaKafa Beis. Mainly what? Namely, we've now explained Maskel V'Gnus. We've explained Messiah B'Shevach, right? And we're up to V'Deresh Me'arami Ovid Ovi Atzi B'Kol HaParsha Kula. Okay? Now, the question that has to be asked is, what do we need this in the Haggadah? V'Deresh Me'arami Ovid Ovi. We've already told the sequence here in the Sadeh. And according to what I've explained in the Baal HaGadol, we've also, in other words, we've also been malve Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now the lashon of the Rambam actually is in Perek in Alach Adal of Perek Zayin, Vush Yidrosh Me'amah Ve'atchu Kol HaParsha, V'chol HaMeisiv U'marach B'Dosh B'Dosh Parsha Zu Ha'izah B'Shumach. In other words, according to the Rambam, one could say simply that Deresh V'Arami Ovid Ovi is a kiyum of the what's called Kol HaRamah B'Harizim B'Shumach. Now, the fact is that, you know, according to the Mishnah, we like Rav and like Shmuel. So, good possibly, if we would ask Rav what's Kol HaRamah, we would have asked Shmuel what's Kol HaRamah, we would have said Deresh V'Arami Ovid Ovi. The Baal HaGadol passes like both of them, right, justify the psak of both opinions by saying that Rav was also, right, beget the Kol HaRamah B'Harizim B'Shumach. In other words, the lashon of the Mishnah could possibly be that the Rambam understood beside Maskel Begadus, beside Mishevach, but Deresh Me'arami Ovid Ovi actually called a Parsha Kula, and that's called a Ma'ar Beis Meshuba. The Ma'ar Nafkamina. The Ma'ar Nafkamina is, let's assume you're in a situation. We have to make a quick seder. Sometimes people come to me and says, look, they have 20 minutes to make a seder before everybody at the table gets hungry and wants to eat, and you know what should they do? So it seems to me that they bring a Rav. Right? And that's Bekayim HaRezim Meshuba. They don't have to be Deresh Me'arami Ovid Ovi. Anyway, no one else says the Parshas anyway. So in other words, what I'm saying is that it seems to me that once you bring Rav, according to Baal HaGadol, you're Mekayim Kol HaRamah HaRezim Meshuba. So that's, in other words, we could say that Deresh Me'arami Ovid Ovi is Bekayim HaRezim Meshuba. That's one table. However, it seems to me there's a another table too, which is important. The Tosefta in Pesachim, I guess that's the Tosefta. There's the Tosefta about Baruch Hashem. The Tosefta says in Pesachim, in Perek Yod, Halacha Ches, it says in Tosefta, Chayiv Odom La'asu Hilchas HaPesach Kol HaLayla Afilu Beinoy Levein Bnoy Afilu Beinoy Levein Atzmoy Afilu Beinoy Levein Talmidoy. Then it says Maisa Rav Gamliel Zkeinim. By the way, it's a different Maisa look in the Tosefta that we have in Haggadah. Rav Gamliel Zkeinim Shiu Mesubim B'Beis Baitos Benzunim Belud. Right? So it's Masha, they were Isaac, right? And then it says, Ibium Lefneyem Vaneadim Alchalem Lebeis HaMedrash. Then they went to the Beis HaMedrash, etc., etc. Now, but the right thing, what's brought to the Agada, is they were Oisip and Sipa Sirius Yisrael. In fact, in the Shulchan Aruch, both are brought. Hilchas HaPesach and Sipa Sirius Yisrael. Now, we see, interestingly enough is that there's an Indian to be Oisek in Hilchas HaPesach, there's an Indian to be Oisek in Sipa Yisrael, in Hilchas HaPesach, Kol Oisah HaLayla. So, the question has to be asked is that, in other words, the Lashon Deisepter is to be Oisek in Hilchas HaPesach. Where do we get that from? In other words, to be Oisek in the Lashon of being Oisek, let's say, in Hilchas Yis Mitzrayim, that we explain, right, because Vayitzia Misham. The person has to look at himself as if like Mitzrayim. The Chol Mabar is a Meshuvah. Whatever. The drosh of the Baal HaGadol indicated it was supposed to be Mamlech and Sivus Mitzrayim. What's the halacha? It was supposed to be Oisek in Hilchas HaPesach. So, I always wanted to claim there's a Sifra at the end of Parshas Bechukai Sai that speaks about Zachor as Asher also Amalek Al Tishkach. I'm trying to think. Maybe what you do is maybe we'll wait for the next year. Then we'll begin with this for the next year. Anyway, we have several minutes left. What do we have left?
Eight
minutes. Okay. In other words, I think we'll end the year now. This is a good time to end the year because we have to take a break and bring some more scroll into the room. So in any case, I think we'll end the year. Yeah. Question.
So Messiah Meshevach, was that you were saying?
It begins with Baruch Shemat Ochel Yisrael. Because the Messiah Meshevach of Rav and Shmuel could have been, it's like what the Rambam says. In other words, either Vashat Velma Lulavadasai, or, right, Yitzhishim Elkeinu Risham, Yachazom Zonatuya. But given the Baal HaGadol, combined both of them, he created a grand unified Sheva for both of them.
The Hisha Anda is?
Is part of that. Oh. As we pick up the Kais, and we Meshameh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Matzal of every generation from the Goy.
It's just an addition to the...
No, that's the Messiah Meshevach of the Baal HaGadol. The Baal HaGadol, right, penned this Shevach.
But how does that aspect fit with Rav?
Rav Shmuel? Oh, very good, because Baruch Hu Mechashev Zakeh. You know, the Baruch Hu promised us that he's going to redeem us in every generation when our enemies threaten us. And that's exactly what happened in Mitzrayim. And then we saw that from Bispan Absalom. Bispan Absalom is the historical precedent that Hashem Baruch Hu has promised us that when the enemy tries to destroy us, he's going to save us from the enemy's hands, and he's mekayim that. So in other words, that's Michel Zohar of Yisaynu. And even though we had to go to Mitzrayim, right, because we were idolaters, nonetheless, Hashem Baruch Hu proved it, you know, promised that he's going to save us from Mitzrayim. We're going to come out and we're going to serve Hashem Baruch Hu. So that combines both of them. Okay, we'll stop over there. And until next year, from an honest little space, we shall have a Kurdish called Tuv.